This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is the Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. What a day to be inspired right here on 7 to 9 a.m. K Pulpit. Why are you laughing at me? On this beautiful Wednesday, beautiful, a little bit warm here in Cape Town. Trust that you are well and you are blessed wherever you are. Of course, you are on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course, joined by the usual culprit, Bongani. And we have a special guest with us this beautiful afternoon. And as I posted on the social media, that young people must not miss the show this afternoon, because we have an anointed young person in the studio with us who's going to share a timely, relevant word just for you as a young person, that you can live your lives for the Lord. Yeah, here we are. Let me not get carried away. I just want to continue to preach and share what we're going to share about this afternoon. So welcome to the show. How are you, Bongs?
Hi, how's it? You're welcoming all our listeners, as you can hear. I'm here, in case you're wondering. At least by now you heard my voice. My name is Bongani. For those who are tuning in for the first time, or your daily companion, Cape Pulpit 729 AM on this beautiful day, the 22nd of June, 2022. You know, it was awesome when I was writing down. It says 22 June 22. You know, guess what? It's 6 days before my birthday. Talking about getting young, you know what I mean? Yes, we have Slindile Zondi Kingsley, all the way from Langa Baptist, Kwalenga, in Cape Town, Church Without Limits, who's joining us today, as we've seen on our posters. We're going to have an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. But before then, let's listen in on to Judith Sepuma saying, "Oh, give thanks." After this, Slindile is here. Wow. Oh, wow. What a wonderful, what a powerful offering from Judith Sepuma. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. How awesome and how powerful is that? I trust that you are blessed wherever you are listening to the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful Lindy on this beautiful Tuesday in Cape Town. The sun is out a bit. It's a bit chilly and hot, but this is Cape Town. We know it.
We get all the seasons in
this
one day.
That's how it is. So, as promised, we have Kingsley Slindile Zondi, all the way from Langa Baptist, a young lady, full of the word of God, full of the power of God. And she's got pipes for days, man. Yeah. I should have given her the microphone and just switch on Judith and just bring my, my keyboard player.
Next time, we must have the worship session, man.
I tell you.
Allow God to move in this place, in your homes, I'm telling you.
We must get Kensani to come here and we put on
that'll
the
be awesome.
That would be awesome. Just having an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. How are you, lady?
I'm good. I'm so good.
It's
Thank you
so
for having
good
me.
To have you back. We've been trying to get you.
Man.
Aren't you busy these days? I see there's posters everywhere. What's happening? What's happening?
I'm telling you.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. What's happening?
You know, God is just doing so much. So
Come
much
on.
Wonders in my life. So I'm grateful for this time, this season that I'm in. Yeah, but it's so good to be back. It's been a while.
It's been a while indeed. And I trust that the Lord has something in store for young people.
Sure.
Today, as we are talking about that, the word of God works, young people. It works. And how awesome it is that you can hear it from a young person.
Sure.
Lindy,
yeah,
what is God saying to us?
Oh, man. You know, if there's something I've truly grown to love, more than anything, it's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm growing in understanding just how powerful it is in the life of a believer. So much more in the life of a young person. I was reading the book of Psalms 119, verse 11. It says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was reading same chapter, but when you read further down, verse 25. "My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word."
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 28 says, "My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word."
Mm.
And it was, I mean, it's youth month, and there's been a lot of talk about mental illness and how young people are suffering with the likes of depression and anxiety. Mm. And we have all these solutions, worldly solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that came to my mind was this verse I just read now, verse 28. "My soul melts from heaviness. Mm. Strengthen me according to your word."
Come on.
And the verse 25 that says, "My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word." And I was thinking to myself, is it possible that the solution that the world is trying to get for all this mental illness that's happening with the young people, is it possible that it is the word of God? That we are trying to be intelligent. We are trying to be wise in our own understanding.
Mm.
And could it be that God has given us his word to revive us according to it, and to strengthen us according to it? I was reading an article that was speaking on, it's a Christian magazine, and there was an article that was speaking about mental illness amongst Christians and in the church, and how they, in this article, they're advocating for more psychologists, for more counselors, for more ministries to involve psychologists and counselors, and you know, and I mean, it's a profession I highly respect. I think it's got its place. But I was thinking to myself, what if we were advocating for more Bible studies, for more understanding of the word, for more prayer times, for more, instead of trying to find secular solutions to spiritual problems? Could that be the problem? And I was talking to a friend, or she's an acquaintance, she's not a Christian, and she was telling me how she's on this spiritual journey, and this spiritual journey of hers, spiritual journey. I let her do the talking, I didn't say much, but I wanted to see where she was getting at. We were talking about mental illness, and she was saying she's on a spiritual journey, and one thing that I'd call it a guru of some sort, or some spiritual mentor in her life, told her to stay away from these psychologists and counselors, and get off the medications, and you know, the world cannot give you the solution. And she's been off for 6 months, and she's so happy. And I'm thinking, Batum, we as the people of Christ would rather push or advocate for the worldly solutions. And the people of the world are becoming more spiritual than us. The people of the world are becoming more aware of the spiritual influences than us, Tina, the people who have the word that could revive, that could strengthen us. And so, that conversation took me back. Like, she doesn't know Christ, but she knows that this world does not have a solution. How much more me, who has Christ, who has the word, and yet I go out there and I seek the worldly solutions than seeking his word. But also a scripture I came across as I was doing studies on the word of God was the book of Revelations 19, verses 13. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the word of God. This is talking about Jesus Christ, who is the word that became flesh. He is the word of God. And I was thinking to myself, I think sometimes we think when we say we'll meditate on the word, we'll love the word, we're thinking of the Bible. Yes, the Bible is the word of God, But as you read scripture, you realize that the revelation of what the word of God actually is Christ Jesus. The more rooted you are in him, the more you seek his face, the more you are found in him, is the more acquainted you are with the word. It's not the number of verses you memorize. It's not that I know Genesis to Revelation and Revelation back to Genesis. It's how close, how deep am I in my relationship with Christ Jesus? Because essentially, he is the word of God that became flesh. If I am rooted in him, if I have a relationship that is growing with him, then the word of God shall become familiar with, I will be familiar with his word because I am connected to the source who is Christ Jesus. And so just, I mean, that kicks out the religious mentality that thinks if you go to church and read a scripture a day, then you're fine. If you listen to a sermon once in a while, then you're okay. But if you are deliberate in your seeking of Jesus Christ, deliberate in your knowledge of him, growing in knowledge of who Christ Jesus is, the word of God automatically becomes home for you without having to put effort. I mean, you speak to people and they say things like, oh, I've been so lazy to read the word lately. And I'm thinking, if you're in a relationship with someone and you are working on that relationship, you never have days where you are lazy to talk to that person. You never have days where you are lazy to write to that person. You never have days where you do it effortlessly. It becomes a habit, a ritual, a routine that you can't get out of. Should it not be the same with Jesus? Should it not be the same with our relationship with the Lord? Why is he taking a back? Why are we putting him on the shelf? Why are we making this more tedious than it should be? There's nothing hard. There's nothing torturous about reading the word of God. It's delightful. It's joyous. It's one of the things I look forward to doing every single day of my life. There is nothing difficult or strenuous about it. But I think we've made it seem so redundant. Maybe we've become familiar, or maybe it's a lack of understanding of the word of God, but we've made it seem so like it's something difficult to do, but it's not. If we understand that God, the word of God, is God himself, it's his core, it's the source of all life, reading it, drawing from that well, should not be hard. It should not be something difficult to do. That verse, my soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Point out something to me. God will never do something that is outside of his word. And so if you want to get answers, or you are in a season or in a place where you are seeking the Lord for answers, you must know it will never be done outside of his word. God is governed by his very word. And if you get that, it'll make life so much easier. I think it must have been, if not Paul or Peter, I just forget who said we do not have because we pray amiss. And I suspect that us praying amiss is us praying outside of the word of God. Us asking for things or doing things that are not in accordance to his word. Everything God does in our lives is in accordance to his word, even reviving us. Even strengthening us, it is in accordance to his word. He seems to be governed, or he seems to have allowed himself to be governed as it relates to us by his word. Nothing is done outside of that perimeter. So if we could get to a place as a people, as young people, as children of God, where we are comfortable to live and operate within that perimeter of the word of God, we will see wonders. We shall see wonders, signs and wonders. Jesus himself was governed by the word of God. He was governed by the will of the Father and the word of God. We saw it even in his dealings with the enemy. He did nothing outside of the word of God. Everything he did, as much as he was fully God himself and he could have called on angels to sort the enemy out, he says, it is written. It is written. That was what he worked with, and the perimeter Jesus chose to live within was the word of God, and hence his life was filled with so much power, filled with so much signs and wonders. Is it possible that we are trying to get too intelligent where we think the word of God is one of the sources, but not the only source? I am tempted to say maybe we need to get back to a place as people where the word of God is the only source. Not one of the sources, not one of the books or one of the references or referrals, but it's the only one where we draw our life's content from, where we draw instruction, where we draw strength, where we draw revival from, nothing else. Let's get back to a position where we are comfortable to live within the perimeter of God's word. It's in his word where everything is found. He's stored and packaged everything we need in his word. And it's those who seek it out in his word who find it. It's open for everyone. The word of God is not for the select few. It's for everyone who is a child of God. But you need to live within its perimeter. Anything outside of the word of God, anything that operates on the outside of the word of God, is not it. You're going to make life hard for yourself unnecessarily. Don't pair it with something. Don't marry the word of God with something else. Don't try and balance it out so that it's not as offensive or not as demanding or not as uncomfortable as it feels. But let it be what it is. It's the word of God. Don't couple it. Don't marry it. And if you let the word of God do what it needs to do in your life without your interference, but just with your cooperation and your faith, you shall see wonders. If I'm not mistaken, there's a verse, Etty, and let me just read it now. For the word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. If you let the word of God be what it needs to be in your life, it is powerful, it is active, it's ever working, but it will work in a life that's willing and a life that is sacrificed and a life that has been laid down. If you live within its perimeter, there will be a dividing of soul and spirit. It will cut through and penetrate into places that you never thought even existed. Places where medication will not get, places where motivation will not reach, places where money and wealth will not get to in you. Only the word of God is anointed to penetrate to those places, to pull out things that have been deeply rooted in us, to undo things that have been tied in our lives. It's only the word of God that has been anointed to do such. And for as long as we want to exist outside of its perimeter, we will not see those breakthroughs we pray for.
As long as we choose to live outside of the perimeter of the word of God, guess what? We're going to continue to struggle with the things that we are not even supposed to struggle with. Here's Marvin Lee music saying to you. After this, Lindy has something to say.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Of course, where else can you be right now at this time, or except the Father's Love Show on this beautiful
Wednesday?
Yeah,
where can you be?
There's not any
like,
other place,
what are you doing? Like,
just
your life.
Find
you,
yourself listening to us right now.
Are you serious? If you are not listening, listen here. Call your friend. If they are not listening to the Father's Love,
I know the young people are at home right now. Schools are closed.
They're
done
here
with the exam.
Need to pray
so
for them. Whoever is not listening to the Father's Love Show or at this time, call them and tell them he must, you know, tune in, so that we can pray for them. They need some serious deliverance. Okay, sorry, you go ahead.
You know, as theme or as a motto, saying that, you know, whatever that you're going through, it's, you know, the solution that for everything that you're going through is found in the word. And
amen.
I love what Slidy is sharing with us this afternoon, that, you know what, let us not try to think that the word is one of the sources. The word is the the only one, the only source. So for young people, the solutions that you're going through right now, the problems that you're going through right now as a young person, don't think that you cannot find a solution on the word of God. Man, I love what Lee said, that as young people, you need to be comfortable, you know, to be on the parameters of the word, because whatever that you need, let us not go looking for worldly solutions, but whatever that we need as young people who are born again, it's fine in the word of God. And when you were saying that, Lee, I thought about, you know, how young people will go all out to look for content, you know, find yourselves in awkward places, awkward position, trying to find, you know, content. Man, you can draw content on the word of God. You can draw life's content on the word of God, man. Having the word of God in your life, in your heart, I'm telling you, you would make your life, like, you will glide through, you know, the season of being a young person, because you will not be, you know, ugqwalela. I'm trying to find an English word for this, you know, being filled or being pressured by worldly things. But when you have the word of the Lord, you will know, this is not for me. This is not the route that I need to take. This is, you know, the decision that I need to make right now, because you are guided by the word of God. I love what you're saying. I love, man. And the scripture that you shared, Psalm 119:11. I love verse 25 in the Amplified Version. Says, you know, revive and stimulate me according to your word. Man, allow the word of the Lord to revive and to stimulate you as a young person. I'm enjoying myself. I'm young today. You know, I'm young, honestly. I'm a young person, and I trust that our young people are listening. That, you know what, there's the word of the Lord is the only source. It's not one of the things that you.
I get you.
The only.
Listen, nothing was made.
I'm telling you.
Without the word.
So
we all owe our existence to the
to
word.
The word. Yeah.
That is why, even, you know, on this show, maybe every Wednesday you tune in, we talk about the word. The unfortunately, word. We wish
There's
we can
no
give
any
you,
other.
You know, some anointing oil, but and some faith cloth and some salt. Unfortunately, we can't.
We cannot do that.
Because the only thing that can save you, the only thing that can bring about solution to your life is the word.
It's the word.
And you know what? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time, you know, you come to this show, be prepared that we're going to point you to the cross. We're going to point you to the word of God. I mean, the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, snakes were biting them and killing them left, right, and center. They cried out to Moses and said, you know what, go speak to God on our behalf. And he came back with another snake. But you know what, the snake that he came with was a bronze one, a dead one, not alive. You know, and they said, each time they are beaten, they look up to the cross. They'll be made well. So whatever problem that you're going through, know that Jesus has nailed it. But you will not be able to know that until you fix your eyes on the word, on him. You know, because Christ is the word. I mean, Lee, you open it very well. You know, when you said, is it possible that the word is the solution to mental health. Is it possible that the word is a solution to whatever that is, you know, people are going through out there in the world? You know, in that we're looking for secular solutions to spiritual challenges or problems. You know, one thing that I know is that science ends at the grave. It doesn't go beyond the grave. But guess what? There is the word of God that goes beyond the grave. And you know, where the Bible says that though God says, though heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will remain forever. So why should I focus or concentrate on something that ends before the grave, and then can't help me even beyond the grave? You know, I'd rather choose something that is eternal. You know, choose something that will save me, you know, even beyond, you know, where science and, you know, the word of God continues, where whatever, philosophies of man ends, you know, the word of God, you know, it's like it's beginning. You know what I mean? I mean, when you're talking about could it be that the word of God is the solution to mental health? I was quickly reminded of Philippians 4, you know, from verses 4.
Mm.
Paul says, you know what, rejoice in the Lord always.
Sure.
Come on now, we can park there for a month. Always, you know, rejoice always. And he says again, I will say rejoice.
Amen.
You know, in Ephesians, he says, you know, having done all to stand therefore.
Sure.
You know, when you have done all to stand on the word of God, continue to stand on the word of God. And it continues in verse number 5 of Philippians, where it says, let your gentleness be known to all men.
Mm.
The Lord is at hand. But here's an interesting part. In verse number 6, it says, be anxious for nothing. Do not worry about anything. Depression comes about, I think, you know, because of anxiety and anxiety attacks and worrying and all of those things. But it says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Mm.
You know, let your requests be made known to God. Because I think most of the time, we are going through challenges and you say, but how am I going to come out of this? How am I going to do this and that?
Yeah.
You know what? The answers we say in this show every Wednesday, you know what? It is found in the word of God.
Sure.
You know, you do that with thanksgiving and you present your request to the Lord with thanksgiving. You know, let your request be made known to God. And it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Look at this. It will guard your heart and your mind. Most of the time when people are affected, it affects them in their heart.
Mm.
When people feel depressed or feel stressed, it happens in their mind.
Sure.
So now, you know what? The peace of God will come upon you, child of God, when you choose to rejoice always. But you rejoice always in His promises, knowing that His promises are yes. My responsibility is to say amen.
Sure.
I like it when it ends in verse number 8. It says, finally. Finally what? Having done all to rejoice, having done all to make known your request known to the Lord. And it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meaning, think on these things.
On them,
because that's what brings anxiety, what brings depression, what brings sorrow of the heart, what brings a lot of uncertainty, it's because we're focusing on the problem instead of focusing on the solution, instead of, you know, inviting ourselves to ourselves, you know, coming back to our senses and say, but really?
Yeah.
You understand? When the Lord has already said, you know what, be fruitful. Multiply,
sure.
Fill the earth. His thoughts about us are good, children of the Most High God, to prosper us. And, you know, and to give us a future. And then, listen to this, and an expected end. The end is expected. Okay. let me not even go there. I mean, you spoke about the fact that when we pray amiss.
Yeah.
You know, we don't pray, you know, in accordance with the word of God. Maybe that's the reason why.
Mm.
Guess what? It is true. You know, that there is power in the word of God.
Sure.
And when we pray in accordance with the will of God, in accordance with the word of God, we are guaranteed that we're going to receive everything. I mean, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, as we were talking, it says we have this confidence that when we pray to Him in accordance to His will,
He hears us.
When we pray in accordance to His will, which is His word, He hears us.
Mm.
And because we have this confidence that He hears us, therefore we have this confidence that we have whatsoever. That we've asked for. And you spoke about Jesus overcoming the enemy through the word.
Mm.
Isn't it that Revelations 12:11 says the same thing about us?
Yeah.
That they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Sure.
So what do we testify about? We testify about the finished work of the cross.
We testify
about what the Lord has done for us.
Mm.
And I tell you, child of God, when you do that, the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Let the weak say, I am strong. Whatever that you speak, it shall come to pass. Lalela. You touch the word of God, don't give me the microphone. That much I can tell you. Yes, Tinka saying, it's such a joy.
Mm-hmm.
It is such joy it is to speak about the living word of God. I tell you, Tinka, it is. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It is a joy to speak about. He says, we are so privileged to read the word openly and encourage each other through the freshness of the word that is for that specific day in that situation. And she continues to say that our lovely Jesus, who is the word and who longs for us to know him deeper and deeper, praise his name.
Sure.
And she says, I love the conversation. Tinka, we love the conversation. Slee, before we go to a song.
Sure. I was, as we were talking, that scripture that says, the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God, casting down of strongholds and imaginations.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, one of the weapons God has given us is his word.
Yeah.
Mm.
And in the issue of being overwhelmed in the mind, that word of God was given to us to build us, to teach us, but also as a weapon, and to cast down or pull down imaginations, anything that comes against your thinking, your feeling, that comes against your peace. The word of God is able to pull down those imaginations. And for me, it's amazing how multi-dimensional or multi-purposed the word of God is. It rebukes, it teaches, it edifies, it encourages, it fights back, it keeps you safe, it protects, it does everything. It's not just a book of knowledge. So that's the one thing that is sitting in my heart right now, is that there's many purposes to the word of God. It's so powerful that any need you have in any specific moment, it can cater to that need. It can cater to fully, nothing missing, nothing needing to be added on, fully. It can cater to that need.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here's Ron Rawls saying, ain't nobody like Jesus. And you say, ain't nobody like the word of God.
Amen. Yeah.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Indeed, there's nobody like Jesus. What an amazing, fun, and exciting, you know, a song that just brings in the thought. You know, the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and to be glad. I'm telling you, this song was just, for me, resonating with this scripture. Yeah, it's that time of the hour where we just have to say our goodbyes after such having a wonderful time here in the studio. It's always the case when we're having fun and we wish, you know, we could add some more time to it. But yeah, this is it. We've had up. I mean, I've been blessed. I don't know if you have. I know. No, let me not ask if you have been blessed. I know that you have been blessed. You have been empowered. You have been inspired by the word that Slee shared with us this afternoon. Your final words, Lee, as we bid farewell, you know, say our goodbyes to our listeners.
Oh man, I promise you, give the word of God a chance, a try. You will not be sorry. He has stored everything he has for you in his word, and it's open for access if you receive it by faith, diligence, and obedience. You will receive all that God has in store for you. Every promise is recorded in his word. And the ways to access that promise are recorded in his word. Study it, learn it, meditate on it day and night. Do not let it depart from you. You will not sin. You will not go off the road or off the mark. You know, give the word of God a fair chance. Everything, and I mean everything you need, is in that word.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Slee, thank you so very much once again. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you.
Increase you and cause you to excel in every good work that you set your mind and your heart to do. We are following you on, by the way, what's your Instagram handle and your Facebook?
Instagram and Facebook are Kingsley Zondi.
Kingsley Zondi.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, you're not on Twitter. And also on Facebook? Kingsley Zondi.
Yes, so Facebook and Instagram is both Kingsley Zondi.
There you have it. You can catch Slee there. I tell you, you're going to be blessed by the music there, by the word that she shares almost on a daily basis, her devotion she posts there. So make sure that you follow her on Instagram and on Facebook. And guess what? With all goes well, we might get her to the studio to come and worship with us. So fingers crossed, prayers, be on your knees. Tell you what, at the top of the hour, Gilmer Sanders is here with the news, and after that, Lev Steele. So don't you change that dial. Continue listening to your daily companion, because where else can you be?
Yeah.
Listen here.
Nowhere else.
Goodbye. Till next time. Same place, same time. Bongani and Lindiwe signing out.
Signing out.
Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.